Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. 68 Protesters Brave 22 Degrees for Democracy, by Bruce Henderson. 68 protesters, organized by the First Unitarian Society and Newton's Action for Democracy Task Force and Indivisible Newton, gathered in 22-degree weather in West Newton to participate in the January 20th nationwide Stand Up and Stand Out event in support of democracy. The crowd lined both sides of Washington Street in front of the First Unitarian Society in Newton and was encouraged by many drivers of cars and trucks honking in support. The First Unitarian Society in Newton's senior co-ministers and task force leaders emphasized that this action was not directed at any particular political party or person. Reverend Joel Miller said, "I don't see this as a partisan political statement to be out here. Republicans and Democrats and libertarians and socialists all alike can stand outside here because what we're standing for is a return to our democracy. This is patriotism. It transcends partisanship. There's no human decency to have a private force out on the streets, kidnapping people off the streets. That's not America, so we're standing here as a religious witness, regardless of party affiliations, because we love our country." Reverend Dr. Deborah Hafner added, "This is a national movement, called out by Indivisible nationally and the Women's March, for people to walk out at 2 o'clock today to say we can't go on with life as ordinary." The First Unitarian Society and Newton Board of Directors has passed Protect Democracy, Protect Our Neighbors as our core social justice principles this year. We are out here today to advocate for our democracy and our neighbors. The First Unitarian Society in Newton has a task force to look at what action can we take to protect our democracy. We are assiduously nonpartisan, so we are out here for the issues, not to make a comment on any person. Meg Holland, one of the leaders of the First Unitarian Society in Newton's Action for Democracy Task Force, explained to Fig City News her motivation for participating. "Our current fight for democracy is totally connected to my commitment to end racism and all oppression. As a white person, I deeply believe I need to stand up against the repressive and violent actions being directed towards immigrants and people of color." Carol Walker, the other leader of the task force, said, "I feel absolutely compelled to do something, whatever small actions I can, to call attention and express my outrage at what's happening in our country to the targeted immigrant population, the unlawful detentions, the unlawful searches, the unlawful abductions. It's terrifying." The pastor who spoke at the MLK celebration, Reverend Dr. Eric Jackson, said, "You can't sit this one out. And that is exactly how I feel. I need to step into whatever fear or worry I have and show up for democracy, for the rule of law, for what's right and just. Being able to do that here with others helps me not feel alone." That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.